AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stormy Daniels has been called to the witness stand in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. The porn actor alleges she had a sexual encounter with Trump a decade before the 2016 presidential election. Trump denies it. Before entering court, Donald Trump said he didn't hide anything.
Everyone's saying, oh, gee, that's the fraud. That's what they're trying to get us on. The fact that we call a legal expense, they marked it down in the books. The check was signed. And the other thing, this was approved by all agencies. Everybody saw this. There was nothing being hidden at all.
Sally Franklin, an executive at Penguin Random House, was the first witness and read excerpts from the 2004 book Trump, How to Get Rich. More than 20 Palestinians have been killed in Rafah in Israel's latest bombardment. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by white body bags, Rafah construction worker Mohammed Abu Amra points at each body as he names each family member he lost in the recent Israeli strike. My wife.
Achoy.
My brother.
Achoy.
My brother.
Ochti.
My sister.
Bint Ochti.
And my niece. Shortly after, another relative arrives to the horror of seeing her loved one lying on the ground, dead. Over 100,000 Palestinians were evacuated out of Rafah as Israel's military dispersed flyers telling residents to leave their homes. Israel's plan to invade Rafah has raised global alarm because of the potential for harm to more than a million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Forecasters say since last night there have been 17 reports of tornadoes in seven states. At least one death reported in Barnesdale outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. Corey Fry lives in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
We all knew it was coming, but I mean, for a lot of us, we were just, I mean, all we could do is just, you know, take cover.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady as trading on Wall Street calms following some sharp moves recently. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index is coming off a three-day winning streak. The Dow added 88 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was flat. Kenvue, which makes Band-Aids, Tylenol, and other products, rose almost 4% after beating analysts' forecasts for profit and revenue. Disney sank 8%. The entertainment giant reported revenue that fell a bit shy of forecasts. Those companies are among the last to report their results for the first 3 months of the year. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.45%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Roger Penske says he is suspending the president of Team Penske, along with three others, for two races. For their roles in a cheating scandal that has rocked IndyCar ahead of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.